Good morning. This is Aliyah in Sydney with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the disability community rallies against NDIS cuts this past weekend as part of the second National Day of Action following the first one in May. The NDIS reform can see more than 240,000 people removed off the scheme, while another 106,000 will be refused access. The Senate will vote on the bill in less than 2 weeks on August 14. Oriella Williams, Protect Our NDIS Alliance and Brisbane co-organizers, says that, quote, the bill will kill disabled people, and that is a guarantee because withdrawing supports, removing disabled people's right to community access, right to dignity, and rights to access safe and familiar supports, unquote.
The Queensland firearm industry has reported a rise in firearm license applications since the firearm reforms and restrictions were set in place in response to the Bondi Beach terror attacks. In March, there were 2,387 applications, which was a 21% increase compared to the previous year. Susanna Fay, criminologist associate from University of Queensland, who has spent the last few years studying Australia's legal firearm community, says that the spike may be due to a longer term trend of women applying for gun licenses to be involved in recreational shooting and shooting sports. The Queensland government has announced that as of August 3rd, non-citizens will not be eligible for gun licenses in Queensland unless they have specific exemptions for work.
In national news, the Murrumbidgee Council in southwest New South Wales has voted to implement a 4-day working week trial for most staff starting in January. Council General Manager John Scar says, quote, the agreement will be for 15 months. We can determine whether it's going to continue or revert back, end quote. Local business owner Jody Heath cut his working days down to 4 days per week and supports the change. Mr. Heath says, quote, with the 5.5 work days that we were doing, you never got a lot of time for yourself, end quote.
In more national news, the Yeparana School in Mampata has returned to community-led management, ending 12 months of statutory management. This comes after former principal Gavin Morris was found guilty on 4 counts of aggravated assault against students in 2023 and 2024. The school can cater to more than 300 Indigenous primary and secondary students. On Friday, the Northern Territory government said that the return to community-led management would, quote, restore stability and place the school on a secure, sustainable footing, end quote.
In international news, the United States has been ordered to hold off on new strikes as the country reaches the parameters of a deal that could end the 5-month war. The guy apparently in charge of the United States of America spoke about the new deal on the online echo chamber Truth Social, which is reportedly set to include the, quote, immediate, complete, and total opening of the Hormuz Strait and an end to Iran's nuclear threat, end quote. This announcement comes just after a reported call between the President of the United States and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, where the Crown Prince raised concerns about the escalating conflict. Prior to the conversation, the U.S. was threatening Iran with more strikes, with the President stating, quote, we just want to win, end quote. Israel has also reportedly agreed to join the U.S. in the commitment to no additional strikes in Iran, in an apparent move to assist the U.S. in reaching a deal to potentially end the war.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 21 degrees with expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your 11 a.m. news. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Hi, we're Worm Girls and you're listening to Transmission.